Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Barley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're going to talk about something a little different, because I think you are all ready for this topic, and because we give so many away on this show, I tend to think that people don't know what to do with them. So I'm going to try to discuss everything I know about crystals and crystal consciousness today, and we're also going to incorporate astrological and metaphysical evolution concerning crystal consciousness, or how they can help you understand astrology, metaphysics, psychic and spiritual awareness. And we're going to work on a new theory that I have today that's called Crystals and Numbers, or the significance behind holding a certain number of crystals in your hand or sleeping with a certain number by your bedside. Sometimes we will find when we analyze and define crystal consciousness for the individual that you will require a certain numerical amount of crystals by count, okay? Like some people maybe sleeping with 4 or 5 crystals at their bedside won't work, and sometimes sleeping with 11 will. I've noticed myself that changing the number and the amount, sometimes the size, the quantity, and the weight of crystals that you use for meditation or for healing or for dreaming or for astral projection or whatever, that the power and the significance can be greatly affected. And a lot of people that mess around with crystals are not aware of this. So you could learn something new on this show today, even if you think you are a crystal genius, which many of you, of course, by now probably are. A lot of people are talking about crystals these days. I saw a big article in Time magazine a while back. I know Shirley MacLaine has said a lot about them. They're starting to show up in our better department stores and jewelry and better jewelry shops. And suddenly the price of crystals has gone up for a lot of people. And a lot of people out there think it's a fad or think it's baloney or think it doesn't work. And all I can say is that the way I got into crystal consciousness, it was an accident because somebody just gave me some crystals. And they said to me, they told me how to charge them, and they said, put them by your head at night when you sleep, and as long as you're living a pretty much of a basic sober lifestyle and you don't have that much caffeine in your diet, then you should have a more clarity, more of a denser state of sleep as far as dream realization and vivid memory of what occurred in the dream state. Well, for me, I'm pretty psychic anyway, and this happened about 6 years ago, right when I started the show. And I went to bed with these crystals near my head, and lo and behold, it was true. Now, I was dealing with so much stress at that time that I remember the first few experiences I had with crystals, and obviously the second day I went out and bought a whole bunch, but because I thought, wow, I want to get into this stuff. But the first few days I went to sleep with those crystals, I had so many dreams that I found myself with tape recorders and with journals writing them down. And I'm talking the first few days I got into crystal experimentation, it was so different than normal sleep state and normal dream state that I probably had about 10 specific dreams that I recalled in detail that I wrote down and or recorded. So when I first got into crystal consciousness, I was so excited. You know why I was excited? It was because I finally found a way where I could channel stress at high levels in my sleep during what I could now call a sleep meditation, which is what the crystals aided. Okay. Before, I used to do transcendental style meditation a lot more. Now, because I have like almost 90 pounds of crystals around my bedside of all kinds, when I go to sleep at night, I find out that any stress I might have from the day or from the week built up is going to be channeled and processed through that enhanced vivid dream state and sleep state, which I believe throws me into a deep conscious theta state, which a lot of people might not understand. But I've gotten to a point now where I can organize my sleep and my dreams, and I have a sophisticated dream lab that I go to all the time. And just the other day I was visiting my friend Jeff and Kathy and their son Matthew in a dream, a very sophisticated dream in their dream house. They had a huge house that was about an acre an acre in size, and there was a major oak tree right in the middle of that house that went right through the roof. It was like, it's kind of living outside, inside. This is their dream house. I visited my Aunt May's dream house on the beach north of Malibu. I wasn't aware she had a dream house, and there was like hundreds of people there. She was having a party, and there was animals there and horses, and there was a cliff, and it was beautiful. And you know, it's funny, when you go through a sleep situation and a dream experience like that and you wake up, you are aware that there's a lot more to life on earth than meets the eye. Because that we are actually involved in an active state when we sleep, when we dream. And I believe that crystals are a key to plug us into that higher part of ourselves, that higher part of our experience. My friend Terry Cole Whitaker, who used to be on KFOX, is a woman who I've heard on radio and seen on television before, and she used to tell me that being asleep and after death is really a home state. In other words, the state of the spirit and the state of the higher self is a state of being at home. And crystals, in my belief, in my experiment, and my experiences, is that substance which enables us to plug in to this quote-unquote at-home state of consciousness, which really can help take the edge off of a lifestyle that might seem boring, blah, or too worrisome, too significant. Too much emphasis is placed on the material world, on material gain, on monetary gain, and not enough on the spirit. So when people get into crystal consciousness and they elevate themselves to higher states of consciousness, then they get themselves into a situation where they are aware that what they truly are is invincible. And it's not weak and vulnerable and sensitive like they think they are, but it's more like a monolith of light and love and power and energy. And at the same time, when you reach these high levels of consciousness, whether you meditate or not, if you are a sober lifestyle person and you use crystals and you know how to charge them, then when you go into your meditations or your dream states or your sleep consciousness states, you will be able to access a part of your own memory that goes beyond this lifetime. I have heard people on the air and in letters call me and write me and tell me and thank me not only for the chart, but people actually notice a lifestyle change when they listen to the show, because not only are they finally understanding astrology in a way they never have, and metaphysics and psychic and spiritual awareness, but the crystals we give them allow them to access areas of their higher self, of their multidimensional self, as discussed in Seth, that releases this knowledge which validates astrology. Some people walk around with the question, do you actually believe in that stuff, Farley? But when you get into this area and you live a sober, holistic lifestyle and you exude positive vibrations and confidence and you're able to center and ground yourself to a point where at least you can calm yourself for a while, and you use things like crystals in your sleep and your meditations, then eventually what happens is you access this energy which validates and confirms the whole thing. It's almost like somebody pouring a huge pitcher of water into your mind. I like it because, as far as I'm concerned, higher consciousness theories, as far as I'm concerned, are the closest thing to osmosis, which is like, you know, putting your hand over a book and just sucking the energy right up out of that book into your hand, through your arm, and into your brain. When you use crystals, it's almost osmosis the way you access the knowledge and the power that lies in the higher part of yourself. And the wonder and the phenomena behind all this is that there's nowhere else this knowledge could have come from. Because if you've never studied astrology, like, people wonder, Farley, why are you on the air? Why are you doing this? Why are you teaching this? Some people think I'm full of beans, right? Do you know why? Because I accessed this knowledge a long time ago in 1976 in intense meditation. And it was poured into my mind by that picture that I'm discussing, and it was confirmed and validated. I didn't read a lot of this in books. I accessed this from a higher part of myself that lived in a previous life and taught the same thing. And when I got that, I thought, wow, how can anyone ever put this information down now? Because I know it's true, because I've experienced it. Heavy, huh? Okay, now you might be wondering at this point, why crystals? You know, why are crystals so powerful, and why do crystals seem to serve as a transmitter between the conscious mind and the higher self, and why is it that crystals are such a wonderful, powerful, vibrant force in our life when we get into this sort of thing, and what is it about crystals that actually is so special? Okay, I was thinking about this just as I drove in, right when I drove in the parking lot. Do you know that I believe that crystals, as part of a source structure, almost like the computer card, are the circuit that triggers a watch, right? I believe that crystals actually were the first things that became manifest in this dimension. Isn't that heavy? When you think of anything that's material, anything that's material that is mineral-based, because I believe that mineral energy is the first energy that came about in this dimension. That's right. The rock, the famous old rock, is the first life form, the first atomic structure that was developed that became manifest in this dimension, whoever knows how long ago. You know, unlike organic life form, inorganic life form, mineral life form, it can exist for infinite periods, you know, infinite amount of time if kept in a certain temperature state. It's unbelievable how long it can last. Okay? So I do believe that crystals are like the initial circuit of energy that existed in this dimension prior to other forms of energy that existed. We're talking eons ago, when the third dimension was first conceived, if you can ever go back in that time frame. And also, I do believe that the crystalline energy is so intense that if there is a temperature change of some kind, or a color or a light change, that it can produce a vibration that, as we know, you know, just like a magnifying glass, if you put it under the sun, you can create a beam that can burn a piece of paper or start a fire. Well, that's a crystal. And that magnifying glass is a typical crystal example. The glasses you have on your face, most of them are crystals, you know. And what our bodies and souls are made up of, as far as organic life is concerned, is we are flooded with minerals. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the human body and all life forms are flooded with minerals in their system. Minerals are an important part of our life. Have you ever heard of iron? Or have you ever heard of gold? You know, or have you ever heard of zinc or magnesium or any of that? So that stuff is all incorporated inside of our structures. So we are beings of a crystalline nature. Okay, but the most intense part of this topic, and what I really want to convey to you more than anything else, is to let you know that the planets themselves and the magnificent stars, can you imagine being close enough to the sun to not be burned by it, to not be affected by its gravitation, but to hear the roar, I mean, we're talking a deafening roar of those explosions that go on that stellar body. Each star is a vibrant nuclear reactor of energy and radiation and power. You know, one wonders what started that going. You know, if you had a celestial body that was as big, that was a huge crystalline structure, which is what a star might have been before it started going off like that, can you imagine a light source from somewhere, like God, right, triggering that initial reaction? One wonders how a nuclear reaction would be able to start unless it was like the size of the sun, which is 1,000 times bigger than Jupiter or whatever, and the gravity being so intense. If light hit that refractory surface, then you better believe it's going to start exploding. So in a way, all the stars we see in the sky might have started as huge crystalline structures. Does that explain anything to you? Does that make you wonder that maybe the planets and star systems were huge chunks that were thrown off of that star when it began exploding, when it first conceived itself, and that even the Earth itself used to be part of the sun, and that everything in the Earth is made up of the crystalline structure that the sun was once made of? Does that ever make you wonder? So you get my point here? My point here is that crystals could be so important. And, you know, the heaviest thing about this topic, more than anything I could think of, is it all reminds me of ancient Atlantis, our tape story of the history of Atlantis. You will become aware that in this super technological civilization that lasted for thousands of years on the Earth, that eventually evaporated itself in a meltdown war of some kind, where there was no trace, that crystals were a major focus of that civilization. Major. They had crystals that were like a mile high. Can you believe that? And that were five times larger than the Washington Monument. And rumor has it that one of those crystals lies in the Puerto Rican Rift, the five-mile-deep area of the ocean that's right off the coast of Puerto Rico in the Caribbean Sea. And that's right near the Bermuda Triangle. It just so happens to be right near, you know. So, you know, there's a lot more to this than meets the eye, but the heaviest part of the whole thing is, if I'm right, if my theory is correct, and that the, one of the earliest life forms in the universe, in this dimension, was in fact crystals, which is totally logical, okay? And at the same time, if all the stars that we're looking at in the sky, these exploding nuclear reactors, in fact, were all huge vestibules of massive crystalline structures that eventually were in one huge ball that was the Big Bang, one big crystal ball, right? That somehow God triggered and the Big Bang occurred, and these huge particles of crystals blew out all over the universe at multiple times the speed of light. And when they somehow, they haven't slowed down yet, but they somehow ignited along the way and formed these galaxies and these solar systems, and then they spewed forth planets and asteroids and comets, and no wonder everything's so busy. And it all started with crystalline structure. And you wonder why crystals are so powerful. And why we use crystals in our computers, in our watches, in our television sets, in anything electrical. Electricity is the key. Don't you understand? That is the energy of God, of the God essence. That is actually the secret to how the universe once started, in my opinion. I'm not saying I know it all, but this is what I believe. Maybe you never expected to hear the secret of the beginning of the universe during this show today. Maybe I didn't either. But the point is that if it is all true, and if crystals are really that powerful, then you owe it to yourself to experiment with these items. I've gotten thousands of confirmations that they do work, and one that said they didn't. And I myself am constantly blown away by what goes on at night when I sleep. So, okay, now considering, if you put everything together now, if we try to put everything in perspective from this topic, then what I guess I'm trying to alert you to is that if we're talking about the source element of this dimension, and the source element of all energy, all love, all light, all power, and all creation, which would be the crystals, then what does that tell you if we put crystals around ourselves? If we actually take the source element of power, which is almost like an implement of the God energy, and we use that in our auras, in our bodies, for healing, for meditation, and for sleep, doesn't that tell you that being that close to a source element would allow us to access or serve as a transmitter to a higher part of our own self, and to access a certain amount of knowledge which could help us understand the whole system and how it works? You get my point? When you get your crystals, except for celestite, right? When you put them in the sunlight, there's a reason. You charge crystals in the sun. Why is that, Farley? Because the sun is a crystal. That huge crystal I talked about in my story today, and you are receiving the energy from that crystal just as I intimated that the original spark hit that huge crystal in the sky, which created the Big Bang, which started the whole thing rolling who knows how many eons ago. You access that same spark by putting your crystals in the sunlight. And the sea salt water, what's that for? Well, sea salt is crystals. Salt water has crystals in it, and that cleanses them. So that's why we tell people to put their crystals in the sea salt or sea salt water for a day and leave them in the window in the sun to charge them, and then put them within a foot or two of your head in a bag or an arrangement at night. And how many you use is important. If you are one of my students or one of my listeners and you do have crystals and you're not getting out of them what you think you should, then you should probably change the number of how many of them you are putting them by your head. Because each one of us has a closer affinity to some numbers than others. Some of you might know your numbers. My dad's a 9, and I'm a 9. So obviously 9 crystals by my head will work a lot better. I've been known to take hundreds of them and put them by my bed. And some of you that are into celestite is the sacred blue quartz crystal that comes from Madagascar. That is a lot more powerful. Some people say 50 times more powerful than regular quartz. So celestite is what we call for our heavy-duty people. People that are really into spirit communication, astral projection, channeling, higher forms of healing, and accessing parts of their higher self that they're qualified for. So if you already are in the celestite club, congratulations. But you know, you gotta get into this stuff. If you like this show and you're into what I'm all about here, then crystals are the way to go, folks. And believe me, they'll help you understand the whole subject matter, including the show and astrology. A lot of people hold on to crystals when they listen to the show, and they, like me, they carry around with them crystals all day long to help them create more clarity in their lives.